Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. It's unclear if Afghan peace talks between the Trump administration and the Taliban will resume. President Trump called off talks with the militant group amid continued attacks in Afghanistan, ones the Taliban say were meant to strengthen their hand in negotiations. Trump canceled previously secret meetings at Camp David with Taliban and Afghan leaders, citing a recent deadly bombing near the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. Among those killed was a U.S. service member. It followed multiple rounds of peace talks involving a U.S. envoy in Qatar to try to end the nearly 18-year war. Iran is rejecting calls to comply with the 2015 nuclear agreement from the head of the U.N.'s nuclear watchdog. NPR's Peter Kenyon says Tehran promised more violations of the agreement as that U.N. official was visiting Iran's capital.
Cornel Farouda, the acting director general of the International Atomic Energy Agency, met in Tehran Sunday with Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif and other officials. Farouda stressed the need for full and timely cooperation. The visit came as Iran's Atomic Energy Organization said it will move ahead with activating advanced centrifuges used to enrich nuclear fuel. It has already exceeded the deal's limits on enrichment, though its stockpile remains far from the purity needed for a nuclear weapon. The Trump administration launched a maximum pressure campaign against Iran after Trump pulled the U.S. out of the nuclear deal, reimposed sanctions, and demanded that Tehran negotiate a tougher agreement. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
Officials in the Bahamas say the death toll from Hurricane Dorian has risen to at least 44. Residents and tourists continue to be evacuated from Abaco Island, where Dorian struck as a Category 5 hurricane with winds of 185 miles per hour. Carl Smith is with the Bahamas National Emergency Management Agency.
Evacuation is strictly voluntary. The total number of evacuees to Nassau is approximately 3,500 so far.
Planes and cruise ships are being used to evacuate residents. The city of San Francisco is offering to buy Pacific Gas and Electric's power grid. Sonia Hudson with member station KQED has more.
PG&E filed for reorganization in January as it faced mounting liability from wildfires started by its equipment. City Attorney Dennis Herrera says San Franciscans would get safer and more affordable power from a city-owned utility.
There has been a lack of investment in infrastructure over the course of the last decade by PG&E, and it was motivated, I think, primarily by pursuit of profit.
PG&E said in a statement it does not believe the city's offer is in the best interest of its customers and stakeholders, but it'll remain open to communication on the issue. For NPR News, I'm Sonia Hudson in San Francisco.
This is NPR News from Washington. Federal agents have raided the offices of the California company that owned a large dive boat that caught fire last week, killing 34 people. Agents from the FBI and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms were among those searching the Santa Barbara offices of Truth Aquatics. Two other boats owned by the company were also searched. Agents could be seen removing boxes and taking photos at the offices. Nearly all of those killed in the fire were passengers on a Labor Day weekend scuba trip. The fire broke out on the ship in the middle of the night while anchored off Santa Cruz Island. Spain's Rafael Nadal is celebrating his latest men's title at the U.S. Open tennis tournament in New York. As Tondalea Wilder reports, Nadal defeated Russia's Daniil Medvedev in a marathon match.
It took Nadal nearly 5 hours and five sets to defeat the pesky 23-year-old Russian and capture his fourth trophy at Flushing Meadows and his 19th Grand Slam. Nadal was up two sets and a break, but Medvedev staged an amazing comeback, forcing a fifth set. Still, Nadal hung tough and pulled out the win. After winning match point, Nadal stretched out on the court, elated. For his efforts, Nadal earned the championship cup and a $3.85 million prize. For NPR News, I'm Tondalea Wilder at the U.S. Open in New York.
Nadal is now one win shy of Roger Federer's men's record of 20 Grand Slam championships. China is reporting weaker exports amid its ongoing trade war with the U.S. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.